You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Forbes magazine posted an opinion piece over the weekend with the headline, Amazon should replace local libraries to save taxpayers money. You can imagine the backlash from libraries and library users across the country, including here in Sacramento. In the studio with me is the director of the Sacramento Public Library, Rivka Sass. Hi, Rivka.
Hi, Beth.
So what was your reaction when you saw that?
Well, I started to read it and it seemed a little disjointed to me, so I had to put it down and pick it up and read it later because I was actually disbelieving, let's put it that way. I couldn't imagine the lack of foresight that went into writing those words.
Between then and now, you've also been out in the public giving a speech, attending the fair. Tell me more about the response.
Well, it was actually the perfect time to have the opportunity to speak before the Carmichael Chamber of Commerce. About 100 people showed up, and they were as amused and bemused as I was by the article. And what was so validating is that I finished my talk and people came up and said, while you were talking, I downloaded this app or I downloaded the magazine database that you talked about. And everything you said about children and early literacy was so vital. Take that. Amazon can't do that. And pretty much at the fair last night, it was the same reaction, with amazing comments on the flip charts we put up about what can we do better? What do you like about the library? So it's been really validating.
In fact, there was so much reaction that Forbes has taken the article down. But some of the point that was being made is that maybe libraries are old-fashioned. And as we were just addressing in this conversation about newspaper and the print media, that there might be necessary changes in the future in certain ways. Not that that means libraries go away, but what might be necessitated? What is shifting?
I think there's this incredible sort of intellectual synergy around local television news, around libraries, around newspapers. I think we've all been having this conversation for more than 20 years. It's perfect, and this is the perfect time to talk about what do we need to be to meet the needs of our community. But the reality is that civic space and that opportunity to interact, whether it's with a newspaper, CAP radio, look at all the things you're doing with your podcasts and how you're out there. We're all incorporating different types of media to make ourselves more relevant, but also reaching out. All 28 libraries were ballot drop-off sites. We're now 100% vote by mail in California. Sacramento County was one of five that embraced it and piloted it fast, and the library was right there at the front of it. That's the sort of attitude we have to have.
It was also pointed out by critics of this opinion piece that communities that would be hardest hit by libraries closing would be underprivileged communities where the resource is necessary. Does that hold true in this region?
I think libraries, the beautiful thing about libraries is we serve everyone and we serve people of all income levels. You can't get into the fair if you don't have the money to pay the entrance fee. It's absolutely true. This is a very, I call it Marie Antoinette syndrome sort of piece, right? Let them eat cake without understanding the implications of what the impact is if there were no libraries. And that's fine. I think the reaction told the rest of the story and the fact that Forbes essentially apologized.
Because the library system does offer services that Amazon doesn't, and to put the comparison out there, as you say, raised a great debate. Do you want to extend an invitation, since we're talking in this way, about what your local library does and the reason to make a summer field trip to one?
Oh, I'd love to. And that includes serving meals to kids in 13 locations. That includes the 40 programs we do each week to help families with very young children get them ready to read. It includes the homework zones that we provide after school. It includes things like our Let's Talk About series, where we bring the community together to talk about very difficult and sometimes challenging issues in a civil and civic manner. That's really what we are. And I urge anybody who hasn't visited a library in a while to come in and we'll show you around and you'll see what we're doing and you will probably be surprised, just as I hope this gentleman is, if he's visited his local library now.
This was not a conversation we planned to have at this point in the summer, but I'm very glad we did. Thanks, Rivka.
Thank you.
Rivka Sass is the director of the Sacramento Public Library. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.